Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning and welcome to today's programme here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. You're listening to In The Moment, and as always we've got some cracking music from top improvising musicians throughout the programme. And as a special treat, it's a great privilege that last week I spoke with London-based singer-songwriter Finny Behrman about her new release on Two Rivers Records. It's her third album following her debut Step Up in 2011 and Porgy and Bess released in November 2014. The first hour of our programme is devoted to my interview with Finny and music from her new album, Burn the Boat. Let's begin, though, with another new album. It's from Japanese trumpeter Takuya Kuroda, and he's just released Zigzagger on Concord Records, together with Russian Carter bass Adam Jackson, drummer and percussion, Takeyasha Obayashi keyboards. And Kuroda said, "Life is sometimes not that easy, sometimes not so difficult, and it should never go straight. It's always zigzagging," so he's put his soul and spirit into this tune, which is the title track from the album Zigzagger.
We'll be right back.
Zigzagger, the title track from a new album by Takio Kuroda, who plays the trumpet there, together with Rashan Carter bass, Adam Jackson drums and percussion, and Takeyasha Obayashi keyboards. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today on the programme we're featuring a new album by sultry songstress Finny Behrman, and I caught up with Finny last week before a gig as part of the album launch tour at the Lescar pub in Sheffield. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Today I have the very great pleasure of having Finny Behrman in conversation prior to her new album launch gig at the Lescar in Sheffield. The album's called Burn the Boat and is released on Two Rivers Records. It's been described by Jazzwise magazine as interweaving influences of jazz, folk and contemporary music and delivering an arresting and resonantly personal sound. Hello Finny, it's a very great pleasure to have you here on In the Moment.
Hello, hi, it's lovely to be here. It's my first time in Sheffield.
Thank you for taking time from your pre-gig routine to talk to us. Could you begin by telling us a little bit about the album? How did it come about and what would you say are any main themes within it?
Well, the songs from the album were written over the last few years. So the last sort of 2.5 years I've been writing songs, and it just felt like about a year ago or so I thought, okay, I've got enough stuff here, and I've been working with these guys for a while now, the wonderful musicians that I work with, and it just seemed like the right time to sort of get it down and record it. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And they're quite an emotional collection of songs, I'd say, a quite intense collection of songs, particularly the title track, Burn the Boat. Can you talk a little about that for us, please?
Yeah, sure. So that actually, the idea for that song came from out of a dream that I had. Funny sentence. When I was standing on the beach in the middle of the night and I was looking out to sea, and there was this boat. It was like one of those big ocean liners ablaze. And when I woke up, I just felt like oh, that's a really strong image. And I was talking to someone about it, and they said, I told them about the dream, and they said, oh, well, you know, sometimes you have to burn the boat to get out of the water. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. So I did a sort of did a little bit of research about that idea of a burning boat and the symbology of that and what that meant. And out of that came the song Burn the Boat, and a kind of philosophical outlook to the whole album, which is a running theme throughout of letting go of the old, taking hold of the unknown, and sort of stepping into new waters and new experiences and things. Of no return, there comes a question. Have you got what it takes to survive? For once you've passed the point, there's no other savior. There's a fight to the death, to the end of the line. Kings leading armies, conquering empires, needing dedication and faith to carry on. Burn down the bridges, destroy all the carriages, break the kettle, sink the boats, the die is cast. You will fight with no option of failure, conquer or die. Burn the boats, send them into the water, until we have no But you're stuck in the mud, can't move your feet. And you're anchored to the ground when everyone around you is moving through the waves seamlessly. If only you could step out of the boat and into the water, pull free the ties that hold you down. Abandon the ship, embrace the water, take a leap of faith. Cut the cord. You must try. Don't think of what could stop you. Have you got what it takes to survive? But once you've passed the point, there'll be no other savior. It's a fight to the death, to the end of the line. A king's leading armies, a conquering empires, needing dedication and faith to carry on. Burn down the bridges, destroy all the carriages, break the kettle, sink the boats, the die is cast. You will fight with no option of failure, conquer or die. Burn the boat to move out of the water. Oh,
That was Finnie Behrman and the title track from her new album on Two Rivers Records called Burn the Bloat. Burn the Boat, called Burn the Boat. And you heard Matt Robinson piano, Nick Costley White guitar, Connor Trump, Connor Chaplin bass, and Dave Hamlet drums. Today on In the Moment, we are listening to an interview I made with Finnie last week before an album launch gig at the Lescar pub in Sheffield. As the musicians were preparing for the gig, you can hear some background noise in the interview. Finnie, can you tell us a little bit about your musical upbringing and influences? I know you studied at the Guildhall of Music with various jazz luminaries, and also I think you were the first singer-songwriter to be accepted at the Jazz Institute in Berlin. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is, yeah. And that was quite a last-minute thing. I liked the idea of studying somewhere else, and I'd visited a friend in Berlin, and when I got there, I thought, oh, you know, I'd love to just come and study here. And it just so happened that my musical idol, Kurt Rosenwinkel, was teaching there. And I thought, right, I need to come here then. That's going to happen.
Wow. And what did you learn from that?
Well, I spent a year basically working on my music geared towards people who have already sort of started developing something original. And you have composition lessons and arranging lessons. And yeah, I learned a lot about the kind of practice of writing, of composition, and the philosophies behind that as well. So one of the things Kurt always kind of instilled in my writing was the idea of never settling for something that works just because it works. Like if you're trying to solve a musical problem, you know, you have a melody, you're trying to harmonize it, just because you find a chord that works doesn't mean it's the right chord. So it's striving to find as specifically, as accurately as you can what you're trying to say, rather than settling for something because, well, that progression works, it makes sense, doesn't mean it's the right one.
And I know you studied with Anita Wardell, is that right, and others at the in London. Can you talk a little bit about that for us?
Yeah, Anita was amazing. I hadn't really studied bebop before, and so I went into these lessons with her, and she would just start scatting these lines at me and getting me to write these sample solos and transcribe Coltrane and Dexter Gordon and all those people. So I learned a lot. I mean, I think she's a monster singer.
So you almost learn as an instrumentalist to use your voice as the instrument.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Which was amazing.
Sounds amazing. How do you approach writing a song then? Do you start with the words? Do you start with the feeling? Do you start with the music? How does Finnie Behrman approach when she wants to write a song? What's the first thing you do?
Well, when I write a song, it's going to start one of two ways. Either I have a musical idea and I'm playing around at the piano and I've got a hook in mind or a progression in mind. And then if I'm starting from that starting point, then I'll just keep playing through that and developing that compositionally. And then at some point, the melody will come out of that. And then depending on the vibe of the song and what it feels like it's about, then I'll kind of start working out some lyrical ideas. And then the other way of working is I've had an experience or I've witnessed something or read about something that's kind of moved me. And I want to write about that. And then I start from a kind of lyric starting point or text or sort of word pages. I'll write pages of words and then music will come out of that.
That was Finnie Behrman in conversation with me last week, exploring the background to her new album, Burn the Boat. Let's have a listen now to one of the most uplifting tunes on the album. It's called I'd Rather Have the Rain.
You bring the sunlight to my world, so they say, so they say. When all around me skies are full of clouds, you are there, you are there. You bring the sunlight to my are there, you are there. But it's raining again. It's raining again. Have the rain, have the sun fall out of the sky. I'd rather have darkness, for though the rain may fall, I'll hold a picture of you and I wouldn't feel it at all, and I would rather have nothing at all. I would rather have nothing at all. The rain, thunder clouds roll out overhead, and all my clothes are soaked through. For deep within my mind, all I see is bigger and bluer skies within your eyes, and I would rather have nothing at all. I'd rather have nothing at all.
Beautiful song. That's Finny Behrman and the tune I'd Rather Have the Rain from her new album on Two Rivers Records, just released on October the 28th, called Burn the Boat. And you heard Finny Behrman voice, Matt Robinson piano, Nick Costley white guitar, Connor Chaplin bass and Dave Hamlet drums. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. Later in the programme we've got fantastic tunes by Birmingham based band Hansu Tori, Norwegian guitarist and electronic musician Stein Erheim, and next hour we're featuring a seminal album by pianist extraordinaire Keith Jarrett. This hour we're focusing on the wonderful new album by Finny Behrman, who brings influences from jazz, folk, world and pop music into her own evocative and beautiful style. We've been listening to an interview I made with Finny last week, and I asked her, did she have a favourite song on the album?
Well, I'm actually really happy with all the songs on the album. Probably maybe my favourite, I don't know, it's really hard to say. I do, the opening track is called Sand on Sand, and that is a song that kind of celebrates like friendship and in sharing moments with people that you love who are around you, and I think that's a strong theme tune for me, you know, kind of enjoying the moment.
A silhouette over our bodies and golden light, golden land, sand on sand, washing down all the sweat that's come undone from dancing for 14 hours. We have not seen the daylight till now. People dancing all around, our souls are moved by the sound. Everything seems so urban desert land. Oh, step out of the darkness, come out of the shadows and into the light. Oh, step out of the shadows. Ooh, her glow will caress you. Yeah. Thank you.
That's one of my favourite songs on the album. It's called Sand on Sand, and you heard Finny Behrman, voice, Matt Robinson, piano, Nick Costley, white guitar, Connor Chaplin, bass, and Dave Hamlet, drums, from the newly released album Burn the Boat on Two Rivers Records, which we're featuring today on In the Moment. I asked Finny last week before an album launch tour gig how it was to be an up-and-coming jazz singer in the country at the moment. There's a number of exciting vocalists releasing albums. I've previously featured songs on In the Moment by Lauren Kinsella of Snow Poets, and also Amelia Martinson, who's also on your record label, Two Rivers Records. I think you're doing a gig with her at the Union Chapel in London. How does it feel at the moment?
I think it's a really exciting sort of progressive time for singers in the jazz world, because everyone's writing music and they're combining influences, and there's no one sounding like anyone else. We all have our kind of individual sounds, and I think it's really great that there is becoming more of a platform for jazz singing today, which is not like anything we've heard before. It's mixing, as we hear in Lauren and Amelia, you know, there's elements of folk and there's elements of pop and alternative music, and then improvisation still. So yeah, I think it's a really exciting time to be in London as a singer.
And it seems like you can express yourself as feels most natural. You don't have to be boxed into one genre, as you say. You don't have to say, I'm going to do jazz. You can bring in what you want from where you want. Can I ask, actually, who are you listening to, anybody at the moment? Who do you listen to?
Well, I really enjoy listening to those singers, like you're saying, those ones who aren't defined by boxes, ones who are kind of genre-defying, if you like. People like Esperanza Spalding and Becca Stevens are really good examples of people who don't let themselves be put into boxes and just simply play the way they want to play and show their influences. And that in itself makes them unique and makes their sounds unique and makes them different.
You are listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. We're listening this hour to sultry songstress Finny Behrman talking about her new album, just launched on Two Rivers Records, Burn the Boat. Finny was talking there about some of the singers to whom she's listening and is inspired by, and she mentioned Portland, Oregon-born singer Esperanza Spalding, whose recent album Emily's D and Evolution we featured on the programme. Let's have a listen to a tune by Esperanza Spalding, who has said she thinks that the problem with jazz accessibility is not the content of the music, it's people's ability to access it. Meaning, if we don't listen or go to the concerts, how would you even hear jazz music, she said. Well, let's hear a tune here from her 2012 album Radio Music Society, which is the extroverted electric flip side of Chamber Music Society, released several years earlier in 2010. This is a tune called Black Gold.
Hold your head as high as you can, high enough to see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel, maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are black gold, black gold. Black gold with a diamond sword.
An empowering song there from Esperanza Spalding called Black Gold from her 2012 album Radio and Music Society. And we played that song not only because it's a wonderful tune, but because Finny Behrman, whose new album Burn the Boat we're featuring today on In the Moment, talked earlier about the influence of singers such as Esperanza Spalding when I caught up with her at the Lescar pub in Sheffield before an album launch tour gig last week. In the course of a fascinating chat with Finny, we also talked about the lyrics to which she's drawn when writing songs. And some of the poems in your album make use of original texts, and such as Dreams by Langston Hughes, No, I Alone, a translation of a poem by Portuguese poet Fernando Pessoa, and May My Heart Always Be Open to Little Birds by E.E. Cumming. Can you talk a little bit about why you chose those poems and what they mean to you?
I've always had an affinity with poetry. The same with visual art for me. I'm very keen on the Impressionists, so Monet, Manet, Degas, painters who work in a way that's open to interpretation, that's taking a moment and then trying to translate that into their painting. And I think the case with people like E.E. Cummings is, well, I feel like that's a reflection in those writers where it's very instantaneous, taking a moment and kind of sort of sketching around with words to create a mood is not necessarily coherent in sentences, or even might not even make sense on first glance, but it is much more vivid for me, I think, that sort of abstract approach. Langston Hughes obviously isn't quite, I mean, I'm talking more about E.E. Cummings when I talk about that style. Langston Hughes, I find his writing very, very relevant today, especially as artists, and that idea in this poem of dreams, and the idea that hold fast to dreams, for when dreams die, life is a broken winged bird that cannot fly. It's like if you lose hope or can't see any light at the end of the tunnel, then there is kind of only darkness and you can't go anywhere.
I think what I like about the album is there is a variety of moods within it. There is a great deal of intensity in some of the songs. I mean, one of the songs I know, I Alone in particular, is one that has that real something deeper to it. And also, as you say, there are songs which are uplifting. So I think you've got a variety of moods in there. Can you talk a little bit, I Know, I Alone?
So I've read quite a lot of Fernando Pessoa, some of the translation, and then in one of my earlier albums I've set his Portuguese in sort of a calling back to Brazilian songwritery sort of sound worlds. But actually, you know, with that poem, even though the content is quite dark, saying only I can feel heartbreak like I feel it, but actually when I decided to set that, it was more of a rhythmic thing for me. So I was reading through the book and I saw it and I was like, oh, I could just kind of sing this, and I was just sort of sang it through and got the tune. So it wasn't like I can really like relate to this, and oh yeah, my heart, oh how heavy my heart. It was just like, oh yeah, this is cool, this is quite rhythmic, I like the sort of feel of this, I can, you know.
That's really interesting, because I was going to ask, do you need to be able to feel the emotion to write a song about it? And it seems maybe not necessarily.
Well, yeah, I think I tend to, but I quite like doing that sort of, like taking a poem, taking a stanza or like just a line and reading it through and getting something rhythmic out of it, and then making a sort of, it's like an exercise, but you can get quite cool little musical ideas from it.
I know, I alone, how much it hurts this heart, with no faith, no law, no melody, no thought. Only I, and none of this I can say, because feeling is like the sky, seen, nothing in it to see. I know, I alone, how much it hurts this heart, with no faith, no law, no melody, no thought. Only I, and none of this I can say, because feeling is not like the sky, seen, nothing in it to see. I know,
Finny Behrman, and I Know Alone, one of the most evocative songs on her new album Burn the Boat. And you heard Finny Behrman voice, Matt Robinson piano, Nick Costley-White guitar, Connor Chaplin bass, and Dave Hamlet drums. You're listening to In the Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today I've been featuring an interview I did with Finny last week at the Lescar pub in Sheffield. I finished by asking her what she looks for in the musicians that she plays with.
Well, these guys are wonderful, wonderful players, but actually being incredibly virtuosic or highly skilled, whilst that is, it's a great asset, actually, the most important thing to me is that they can do something with the music themselves, so they can take it and interpret it. Because I'm never going to go into the practice room and say, this is how I want you to play my music. I'm going to go in and say, I've written this, what do you think? And then everyone brings their own thing to it. So it's about having a musical identity, and I think that's the most important thing. And that that they are heartfelt players, and that they feel stuff, and all of them feel stuff.
Thank you so much, Finny. Have a good gig. We're looking forward to hearing it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that was wonderful. That was Finny Behrman there, interviewed last week in the Lescar pub before a fantastic gig in which she played tunes from her new album Burn the Boat, released on Two Rivers Records on October the 28th, just gone. And the musicians featured on that album include Matt Robinson piano, Nick Costley-White guitar, Connor Chaplin bass, and Dave Hamlet drums. And it's a fantastic, intense album of wonderful tunes. And I recommend checking out the rest of the album if you like what you've heard. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Well, that's almost it for this hour on the programme. Next hour, we're featuring a fantastic classic album by pianist extraordinaire Keith Jarrett, plus a wonderful tune by Scandinavian composer Stein Erheim. Let's finish this hour with something a little different, although sticking with the water theme so far of the album Burn the Boat we've just been listening to. The Korean term hansu means water, or a drop of water gathering to make an ocean, and it represents strength, flexibility and harmony as the source of life. The word tori is Japanese for bird and can be thought of as representing freedom and grace. Put the two together and you get Birmingham bass band Hansu Tori. Well, we've just heard from Finny Behrman and tunes from her new album, which she featured at the fantastic gig at the Lescar pub earlier in October, on the 5th of October. In fact, Hansu Tori brought their new trio project Amidst a Swarm of Butterflies to the Lescar, and we heard some fantastic tunes from them. Let's hear from a previous album called An Improvised Escape. This is David Austin Gray piano compositions, Sam Worcester trumpet and electronics, Chris Young alto, Nick Jerr bass and Jim Bashford drums, and tune called The Town Beyond the Lights.
is Sheffield Live.
Cause for love.